everybody. It's me, Lynette.
And Ira.
And we are
Blending with the Frenches.
How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Well, you know, I have no complaints. God is good. Kids are healthy. You look amazing. And yeah, all things are well.
I may look amazing, but you are amazing.
Oh,
the whole thing.
So from
top
sweet.
To the bottom.
Well, thanks. I love it.
So, the last conversation we had was about decluttering, right?
How you doing with that?
I'm doing good. I completed everything that I set forth. I still got to do the garage and the man cave. But as far as the podcasting room, it's about 90% done.
I'm excited.
I'm excited, too. I can't wait till we're in there. We're actually able to set the video up and everything and nice background, you know.
Absolutely. We don't have to move anymore. No. We don't have to worry about getting stuff out of one room, putting it in another so right. A kid doesn't knock over anything.
Yep. It's all set up. It'll all be set up.
And it's going to be nice and organized.
Organized. Speaking of organization, that is the topic today. Organization.
Let's go.
Let's talk about it.
So I must say, organization, has not always been my strong suit. I am one that's more of a multitasker. I love being, able to do multiple things. And at first, I thought it was amazing being able to multitask until you realize something is going to be lacking.
Most definitely.
And I did not realize this until, my mom will always say, Lynette, now, you're doing all this, but something is going to go lacking, whether it be the children, whether it be your marriage, whether it be something. Something's going to go lacking. And I'm like, oh, girl, I'm good, until life start lifing. Mm-hmm. And I realized I'm not superwoman.
Oh, man, I could have swore I said that to you before. Babe, you can't multitask. You got to do one thing at a time. So the reason I bring that up is because living with my grandparents, they have a very, very, very organized life.
Yes, they do.
Literally from the time I was born until now, I can go into that house and know exactly where everything is.
Mm-hmm.
My grandmother is the queen of organization.
She really is.
I mean, you can go in that house at any time and say, or you can go to that sink, ain't no dirty dishes in the sink. Mm-hmm. You know exactly where a cup is, precisely what cup. I ain't talking about.
Right.
I'm not talking about go in there and get a cup. I know I can find my red cup, the second drawer, or the second cabinet on the second shelf. That's how, and it's been like that since I was a kid.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm pretty sure it was like that when my mom was living with them as well. But living with them has definitely taught me to try to stay organized as possible. It is hard. Mm-hmm. It is definitely hard because we have other people that they might take something to move it to a certain place or whatever, but organization is everything.
You're right. And I have to say, you were right. So, I am going to do better. And I am trying to do better with my organization skills. I am blessed to be able to do several things. But I have to put all of my attention one step at a time. So, according to the University of Michigan, multitasking decreases productivity by 20-40% more than those who focus on one project at a time. The time lost switching among tasks increases the complexity of those tasks. And I'm like, dang, 20-40%? So if I focus on one thing, I can get that done. And it'll be 20-40% better.
Yeah.
Instead of me doing five things and then giving, 10 here, 10 here, 10 here, or 5 here, 10 here, 15 here. Okay.
It makes sense.
It does. And this year I am going to try for the next 30 days. Well, how many days does it take for a pattern to
be? It's usually 21. They say it's 21, but it depends on the person's psyche. But so it's funny that we're talking about this, right? Mm-hmm. I looked down on my book. I have a full focus planner that I bought a couple years ago and never really used it to its full potential. However, we're having this conversation and I looked down and it says successful people say no to almost everything.
Say no to almost
everything. Hmm. By Warren Buffett. And what I take out of that is, hey, I have to set up this time and this routine to make sure this is clean, or this schedule is on point. Like, create these routines to where if something else comes in and it's a distraction, I have to say no to it.
Which made
is notifications.
Man, right? I was just, oh, baby, think alike.
Equally yoked, I will say something.
I was just about to say, like how you took my phone today.
Yes.
And you told me, babe, I'm getting ready to turn off these notifications. Go do your work. You have this amount of time with no notifications so that you're not distracted.
Mm-hmm. And what happened when that happened?
I was able to do my work. Mm. And I wasn't distracted. I had my music going. Actually, no. I started off with my music. Then I started listening to Pastor Michael Todd. And Yeah, definitely.
So as far as like learning how to say no to things, like, do you feel like that's something that no notifications? We should make a shirt that says no notifications.
Yeah.
Yeah, or notifications and put the little stop sign on it. Because I mean, man, right now the digital age is just making everything fast forward. You know, we're distracted with everything.
Everything. And that's another thing we are teaching our children. Like, we do not want them to be, what do you call it, media heads or...
Yeah, that's going to happen, though.
But if we're going to be different, because I keep telling them, like, sitting on the iPad all day, sitting on the PS5 all day is not helping you get to where you're trying to go.
Right.
You know what I mean? I can appreciate those. We have some children who... will be working on their craft, you know. But those are the ones that are going to make it because they're not just sitting there. And then we have some that have amazing talent, but they're not putting forth the effort like they really should. But it starts with us as well.
Definitely.
So I think if they can learn to say no as well, we're going to be the no home. Like, no, we're not going to be on social media all day long. Even myself, no, I am not going to scroll through Facebook or look at my notifications until everything, my one task, not 50, but not until my one task is complete.
Definitely.
So we're going to have a no campaign.
A no campaign?
No campaign here.
All right. I like that. And we might be able to spread that out in different ways.
Like how?
Well, if we practice in our home and it works, why can't we help other people?
Absolutely.
You know?
Because that's why we're here. We're not just here because, like, we are actually putting structures together. We're putting different things in place, foundations, so that if it works for us, why not share it to help everybody else?
Definitely.
You know?
And the crazy thing is, just to give them, because some people just might be their first time listening.
Yeah.
We have 8 children.
8 of them.
A whole thing. We got 7 boys and 1 girl. Mm-hmm. And we have a dog named Princess. And she's a miniature golden doodle.
And she's something else.
And she really is. So we have a household of 10 plus a dog.
Plus a dog.
And every... child is in some kind of extracurricular, I would say. Except for
the last 3.
But even as far as extracurricular, they still have homework. They still have
reading,
and you know. So as far as academic, I mean, we're constantly on the go, and what we're figuring out is we are coming up with documents based off of our life and how we're moving
and our routines that we're building. What works, what doesn't.
So this is part of the organization. We're organizing our life, and hopefully our organization can help your organization.
Absolutely.
And we become one big family.
One big blended family. And on that note, babe, can I share the good news? For those of you all that do not know, I was blessed to publish my first book. It is called The Blended Family.
My bonus mom.
My bonus mom. Yeah, so shout out to God who gave that to me, gave that idea to me. You can get on Amazon and you can look up My Blended Family, My Bonus Mom by me, Lynette French. And you can also listen to us on all platforms. Of course, you're here listening to us wherever you're listening to us now. Thank you for that. But
we are on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon, Google Podcasts. I mean, we're on all major platforms.
Yeah, but Alexa, just say, Alexa, right, play Blending with the Frenches.
And they'll play for you.
Our kids love it.
Yeah.
Our kids love it. So, going back to the organization, according to Mobile Technology, it says using the correct organizational tools can improve time management by 38%. And the way our lives are set up, sweetheart, we need any tools and every tools to be able to improve our time management.
As long as the tools are helping and not distracting.
Well, of course.
Definitely.
Yes, because we want to be able to rest. Our children are on a schedule when it comes to going to bed on time. They know what time they're supposed to be taking their showers. They know what time the kitchen is closed. They know what time it's time for them to get into the bed. And so that has been working for us very well. What other ways can we continue to be organized?
Well, I just was pulling some things up while you were speaking or while you were talking.
Mm-hmm.
With this house, with so many kids that we have, there has to be a chore chart.
Ugh, yeah.
We implemented it for a while and it worked perfectly, and then somehow the dry erase board markers disappeared somehow and the chores were deleted. So
yeah,
we're getting back on that, and we know for a fact that that works. So what's another thing that you can think of?
So one of the biggest areas, I think, now correct me if I'm wrong, but not planning meals in advance
definitely
is huge. When you do not plan ahead, you're more likely to spend unnecessary time each day,
man, and money,
man, because what
it's not
happens
planned.
Absolutely. And when we're hungry, babe,
man, we going to the restaurant, the nearest restaurant,
the nearest one. And we normally spend about how much
at
every
least
time
110
and on the low end,
and that's just me and her. I ain't talking about all the kids.
On the low end.
Yeah.
So, also I can say when I go to the grocery store, I don't know how you do.
You know exactly how I do.
But when I go to the grocery store, y'all, and if I'm hungry, and I'm almost positive all y'all know I'm about to say, you start
this,
picking up everything. Yeah. And then when you get to the register, I don't know if y'all seen that TikTok, but it's a TikTok out there that had me rolling. She gets to the register. She's putting the stuff up there. They're ringing it. And she's having a whole meltdown. Because
it's the truth.
That's exactly how I
feel.
It's
the truth. I should have, just a side note, I should have took a picture what I, as far as the grocery shopping list, I did. Spent $150 bucks
for like six items.
Maybe eight. Maybe eight items.
And that's including
that.
A bunch of bananas.
Right.
Like all
bananas,
of those.
Bananas, apples, oranges. Like, I'm talking about bare minimum fruit. And then we got, what, three things of meat, if that?
Yeah.
Some ground turkey and a couple, some chicken thighs. $150.
$150.
But the thing is, that lasted us for 2 days.
Yeah.
Technically, well, in a way.
And think, we didn't have everybody here.
Right.
So, with us, it's a little different. But I do believe that everybody needs to plan their meals out, so that you can save time, money, and frustration.
And when you do plan your meals out, plan it to last at least 2 days. Mm-hmm. Make enough to where it's 2 days worth. So basically, we eat it for dinner, and then we'll eat it for lunch.
Mm-hmm.
And then by the time the kids come home, dinner is ready for the next day, and then we'll eat it for lunch as well for the next day.
Absolutely.
And make sure it's well balanced. Like,
healthy.
Yes, because things are getting real.
They really are. They really are. And we just want to make sure with everything that's going on that we are keeping ourselves healthy so that we can be here for a long time, if that's what God's will is. Because we're such a busy family, and I know that you all are probably busy as well. Like, the last thing you want to do is waste time on is a thought. You know, thoughts don't produce actions. And we'd rather be fixing the food instead of wondering.
Thinking about what the
food. Yes, and thinking about what in the world is going to happen. So that's a tool that we would like to share with you all that can probably change your lives for ever.
Because it definitely changed ours.
It did. It
definitely changed ours.
It really did.
So another thing, as far as our notes or whatever, organize spaces. Mm-hmm. Like, basically, when we come into the office, we are here to work from this time to this time. Mm-hmm. When the kids come home and start to do their homework, their new space, they don't know it yet, but their new space will be in the basement around the round table, and that will be their space. That's your time to actually work, because when you go to these places, it's known that your brain does something. It says, okay, it's time to work. It's time to do this if I'm here in this place. It's like going to the gym and taking a book to the gym. You're not going to the gym to read a book. You're going to the gym to work out. Or vice versa, taking a weight to the library. It doesn't make sense, you know?
Exactly. And that's one thing that we're working on, too, is naming our structures, naming our places, so that when, like you said, when they hear it, they know exactly what time it is, what's happening. When they hear gym, they know they're not going to eat ice cream.
Right. Don't bring no Crocs.
Don't.
Or slides.
Well, you know, we still have some of those who try, including myself.
I was about to say, hold on now. I'm talking about you.
Yeah, babe had me out there working out, and I'm thinking, oh, shoot, I can just wear some slides. He said, don't go back in there and get those gym shoes.
From now on, that's how it has to be. When we are working out, we have to be equipped with the right equipment, or else it won't get done correctly, right? Yep. I can't go to a photo shoot and not have my lens. It doesn't make sense. I can have my cameras all day, but if I don't have a lens on
that's
it,
good.
It's not going. I can't take a picture. I can't record what I'm supposed to be there to record. So the organized spaces, the being equipped with the right tools. Mm-hmm. For whatever mission that you're on at that time. So, yeah.
That's really good. And I was scared that you were going to have me running or something.
No. Nope. Not yet. But I did have you on a bike. You were on the bike.
You had my legs burning.
Yes.
You had me on the weights and the bike.
Yeah. Cardio. We're getting it in. It's organized. Yeah. We have to train for what's to come and not what it is now.
Absolutely. And I told you, I'm trying to unbig my back. I'm trying to be on the beach. So I got to do whatever it takes to get the job done.
Definitely. Another thing I was thinking of as far as organization is budgeting and finance. Setting time to budget and finance, or create, talk about finances.
Because if we don't,
if your money's not organized,
it will be dwindle. Everywhere.
It will dwindle and you won't even see it.
Yeah. So, you won't know what happened as fast as it got there. You won't know where it went. And Dave Ramsey, shout out to him. You
every
know,
dollar.
Every dollar.
Yeah.
Tell every dollar where to go.
Yeah.
Don't let the dollar tell you.
It's a tool.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a, it's for our leisure as well, but if you use it the right way, your leisure will be taken care of regardless.
Absolutely.
So, yeah.
And you know what's happening. You know, in a world that's uncertain, of course, we don't know everything and we put our trust in God, but he also gives us tools to use, and he also wants us to use wisdom and knowledge. So if he gives us the tools, use them, implement them in our lives so that things can work out better for us and we can rest.
Definitely.
So another thing that I think that all of us may not really think about, but we have to be more intentional with our time management and sometimes mindless scrolling through social media can cost us several minutes of our lives.
Definitely. Goes back to that, no notifications.
Yes, 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 yes. And it's so easy to see one thing and be like, oh, okay. Oh, then before you know it, you on there for an hour. Yeah. You're on there for 2 hours. And what have you accomplished?
Right. Exactly. Exactly.
So, stop that.
Another thing that, as far as our laundry system, with 10 people being in this house, laundry is crazy. Y'all have no clue.
But since we've been organized, it hasn't been as bad.
Right, because it's organized. Yep. But that's because we have a system.
Mm-hmm. You have to have a system. And that goes for everything, especially with laundry. Because if not, we have been there where it can just pile up and everybody's looking crazy.
And it's all cluttered.
It's cluttered. Correct. And with us and our family, we have learned that, yes, we're the adults and we're the parents. And we know how to do things a little better than they do. But if we don't teach our children how to do it the correct way, they're never going to learn. So that's one thing we're implementing, is allowing them to put away their own laundry, allowing them to put it in the right drawers. And they know if it becomes cluttered, babe, what's going to happen?
Becomes cluttered?
Get the kids' drawers and then that closet.
Oh, you got to redo the whole thing.
The whole thing, meaning taking everything out the drawers, folding them again and putting them right back
in the same exact spot they had before.
In the spot that they were supposed to have them if it wasn't in. And they don't like that. And our system has really been working.
Definitely.
You know, it takes all of us. It cannot be relied on just me. It can't be relied on just Iron or the oldest or the youngest. We're a team here in this home and everybody works together.
Definitely. So I was sitting here thinking, so organization equals systems plus processes. Mm. You know, if there's not, so like speaking about the kids cleaning, mm-hmm. if we teach the process of, okay, don't sweep the floor before you wipe off the counter.
Right.
Like don't clean out the microwave and then sweep the floor and then clean up, because then all of this on the counter goes. We do the whole thing over again.
Which I love that you taught them that. Not to cut you off, but I love you taught them that, because what we found was everybody, and they'll still try it, everybody was racing to get the broom. Everybody, now, we got two brooms. And
we
everybody.
Got more than two brooms. They go crazy for that broom.
They go crazy.
Because that's the easiest thing to do.
Because then you want to sit there while everybody else doing whatever. But you eliminated that.
Yeah.
And the thing is, you put in that system and you taught them, you showed it to them. Yep.
Got to show them the process. And that's something I learned in the military as well. It's certain things that I've kind of became laxed in. I'm getting back to it. As far as in the military, everything was organized down to the money, the serial number on the money. You had to know that. What? You had to actually put it in a notebook because you had to know where your money went.
Oh, wow.
As far as rolling shirts and pants and socks, we were taught to fold. But when you actually realize how much space you save mm-hmm. by rolling, it's a system. It's a process, you know.
So did you learn the rolling from grandma or?
No, I learned the rolling from the military. As far as the folding and making of the bed, which is crazy, I learned that from my grandma. Because you had to make your bed to a perfect hospital corner. Mm. Everything had to be at 45 degree angles. Like you should be able to take a quarter and drop it, and it should bounce up.
Well, I'm gonna go take a quarter on our bed. And
oh, it's over. It's a done deal.
It ain't gonna bounce.
No.
Why?
It's not tight enough.
Oh, well, we gotta make it tighter, babe.
Yeah.
I love the way.
You don't wanna make that type of bed, babe. You're not ready.
If I can't get in it, no.
Yeah, because it started Pop-Tarting. Shout out to all the veterans that know what that means.
Yeah, I'm like, Pop-Tart, what's that?
You just pull the cover back just enough so you can get under it. Oh. That way when we wake up in the morning, you just tighten it back up. Our princesses try to, well, not our princesses, our dog, but our baby girl has tried to do that multiple times. But the thing is she is making an amazing bed now.
She is on her own.
Shorter process.
Yeah, and she really does. We have another one that really does a good job too. He may be getting ready for the military. I don't know, because he be having them corners tight. Yeah. I'm like, okay then, son, I see you. Yeah. But yeah, I appreciate you for showing them. And that's what it's about. As parents, we have to lead the way.
Yeah, definitely.
We have to guide. And one thing I can say about both of us, where you're, I don't want to say weak because you're not weak, but we're each other's balance.
Where you have challenges, I have solutions, and vice versa.
Yes.
Because it's not about being weak or anything like that, because it can kind of sound demeaning. But where there are challenges, mm-hmm. I might not be able to think of a solution for it, and you think about it, and vice versa.
Absolutely.
It's equally yoked.
And we don't get mad.
Not no more, we can't. Yeah, we can't get mad.
When will we get mad?
Oh, there's been times we got mad before, babe. we're not gonna act like
No,
we're not gonna do that. It's times where we've had moments. But that's a part of marriage.
Yeah. Well,
and we don't wanna put it out there like everything is
No, that is not what I was saying. I ain't saying No, that's not what I was saying. But I guess we haven't had issues in so long that when it comes to something that is a balance.
I wonder, because it's a process. It's a system that we have now to argue.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You see what I'm saying? It's organized. It's not.
We have organized chaotic arguments.
Yeah.
Which we don't even have arguments. But
this, we have organized conversations. Mm-hmm. Because the thing is if we know how to speak to each other in the right way, was a lot more productive.
Absolutely.
So organization is an amazing foundation.
It is. You can be organized in every area of your life.
Definitely. Definitely. So on that note, I'm Iron.
I'm Lynette.
And this is
Blending with the Frenches.